Hey, everybody. Frank Garofoli here. Welcome back with us. You're listening to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, where we talk about the truth to business success. And today we're speaking with Tom Metz, the author of Selling the Intangible Company, How to Negotiate and Capture the Value of a Growth Firm. So, Tom, so far, we've been talking a lot about entrepreneurship today and the kind of the key factors as we saw them of entrepreneurs being successful. And what I'd like to do is, you know, really focus a little bit on the book. And I think first, what a lot of people are asking when you're hearing the title, Selling the Intangible Company, can you help for people out there? Let's define, what does intangible mean in the context that you're using it?
Sure. Most companies sell for financial value. In other words, it's a function of their profits and like a price-earnings ratio. So when I talk about selling the intangible company, another way to put it is really selling a company whose value is strategic. And at this end of the spectrum, the smaller deals, the technology and software deals, many times the value, the strategic value, is greater than the financial value. So that's what the book is about. It's why these kind of deals are different, and how you go about doing the deals is different. And there's some myths associated with that, that people think it's one way when it's really another way. So maybe we could talk a little about some of those.
Sure. And just so I want to make sure it's clear for everybody, when we saw about talking about selling the intangible company, are we talking about the intangibles, meaning the products or services that they're selling to their customers? Or are we talking about the company itself and selling that entity to somebody else?
Ah, good question. It's not so much that the company is intangible, but the value is intangible.
Okay.
So these are companies with, you know, real offices, real employees, real products, real services. So the companies themselves are as tangible as any other company. It's just that the value is intangible.
Okay.
And there's really no way to place a number on the value by itself, which leads me to really the first myth about intrinsic value. These kind of companies do not have intrinsic value.
Okay.
Many of the things that we're familiar with in our lives do have intrinsic value, like our house, our car. And the reason they do is because there's a market for those things. And the price of a house is going to be falling with kind of a narrow range. But with a company whose value is strategic, there is no intrinsic value. Just because $10 million has been spent developing some software does not mean that the company is worth $10 million. If no one wants to buy it, it's not worth anything.
Okay. So the myth then being that, do I have a belief that my company's worth something? And I think, well, it's worth this because I see the money that I spent, what I've gone through. What's the myth, and how do I need to get over that misunderstanding, I guess?
Well, the myth is that there's no such thing as intrinsic value.
Right.
Another way to put that is that the value of a company is what someone is willing to pay you for it.
Gotcha.
Another thing with these strategic sales is that there are a limited number of potential buyers. With a company whose value is financial, you'll find there might be 200 financial buyers, either individuals or private equity groups. It's truly in the many of hundreds. But if a company has strategic value, that value is probably going to only be, you know, appropriate to maybe five or six companies in the world. So it's a different kind of way with these strategic deals. It's just a different way of viewing the idea of value.
And is that what you mean by narrow value range, is that there's only a limited amount of people interested in that in that company?
No, the myth of a narrow value range is that with most things like a house or a car, the value range is narrow. Say a house is worth, $800,000 to $900,000,
right,
you know, somewhere in that range. A software company or technology company with strategic value, the same company could be worth $3 million, $8 million, or $12 million. So it's all over the map, and people think that value falls within a narrow range. Like there's companies worth, you know, $5 or $6 million. It's not true. It could be worth whatever the buyer wants to pay. If there's a buyer that needs that particular software, they'll be willing to pay top dollar. And you see examples of this from time to time where companies, well, a good example is Microsoft years ago was going to buy Intuit, and they were going to pay six times revenue, which is a huge number, just because they needed that software and they wanted to jump into the market in a hurry. So they were willing to pay, you know, way more than it would cost them to develop it themselves.
Okay.